It's 8:45. And my pal Adam Burrish is on the phone. I can't believe Adam Burrish and I didn't go on tour after our Hawks convention show.
I mean, you sounded good on Sunday, Steve.
Oh, thanks for that. But Burrish and I did a like a game show thing.
Oh, okay.
And I thought the offers would pour in. I'm still waiting for the pour. Adam Burrish joins us now. Hey, bud.
Hey, Steve. How are you? I'm waiting for those, too.
Yeah. Didn't you think we'd get huge offers after that, tour?
Well, you know what's funny is I thought we just absolutely killed it. We get down and walk off stage. There's a lot of people there. And it was, man, that Steve Cochran is awesome. He was so great. Then I go up to Rocky Wirtz's party. I see Seabrook. I see Shaw. I see Sharp. They're like, man, how was that? Were you nervous? But it was great. And that Steve Cochran was awesome. Yeah. I said, yeah, well, how'd I do? How about me? Yeah. How'd I do? They said, well, Cochran's funny.
You know, generally speaking, when you and I are together in a room, you do get less attention. It's weird. You know, who are you kidding?
I know.
Who are you kidding?
You just killed it. I had a blast doing it. Hopefully we get invited back next year, hopefully.
But you know what? You found out because Burrish needs to be doing a talk show. He needs to be at NHL Network. He's really good. Or Comedy Central, if he prefers. But here's the thing that I think you found out that night. And, John, I've talked to you about this. We'll do a show on New Year's Eve for 1,000 people. They have a great time.
Right.
An hour and a half later, it's New Year's Eve. It's 11:30, and I have to decide whether I'm going to hit a Taco Bell drive-thru or home in time to watch the ball drop because it's so glamorous. So we finished the show that night at the convention, and the union crew were stacking chairs before the people left. And, get out! It's over! Yep. Get out! So there was no lingering to greet the public.
No, you're right. But I had a blast, and the convention was great this year again.
Yeah,
and now we're in hockey season.
Yeah, now is this weird for you? Because, you could still play.
Well, there's no chance of that, Steve. Thank you for continuing to pump my tires. That's why I love coming on your show. But no, what's weird is how fast the summer flew by, and now we're getting a home game at the United Center and hockey starting again. So it's kind of cool. I hope the weather stays nice, but I am ready for hockey season, though. I know that.
Same here. We want it to be nice enough to golf, but we still want hockey. The ridiculous move the NHL made a few years ago is changing the schedule, where the Hawks and the Red Wings, one of the great rivalries in the history of the NHL, would only happen once or twice a season and in the preseason. Because how are you going to get a good Detroit sucks chant going if you're only seeing them occasionally?
I know it. And I think the players, too, because players, you want these rivalries. You love these rivalries because you feel the energy from the crowd and you feel the fans. And I think for players in Chicago, it was a little disappointing, but you still catch them. You still get to see them in Chicago. They still come once a year. And anytime you get a lick at them in a preseason game, too, you still feel the energy from the people here in Chicago.
Tonight, you have a lineup for me?
I do, yeah. I got a lot of great players.
Tell me who's going to play.
Tonight.
Who's going to play?
Well, let's just start off with the captain, Jonathan Toews, Patrick Kane. Might have heard of those two guys.
Yeah,
Duncan Keith, Brent Seabrook, Olli Maatta, Adam Boqvist, who's going to be a guy. I think he's a defenseman. Watch number 27 tonight. He's a guy that a lot of the Blackhawks eyes staff will be on. Is this kid going to be ready to play this year? Dominic Kubalik, number 8 of forward. He's a guy that... Yep, he's a guy that he's going to get a lot of opportunity. Here's what's cool about the preseason this year for me compared to past seasons is they've had two off years now. So if your name's not, Jonathan Toews or Patrick Kane, every single guy right now is playing for playing time. They're playing to impress the staff and the coach, and this isn't like football where your studs don't play. You look at this lineup tonight, and you've got probably 60% or 70% of your NHL roster is playing in this game tonight. And that doesn't happen usually, but once you get a home game, and coaches always do this in the league, is your first couple games, you don't start your goalie right away. By the way, Corey Crawford's in there tonight too. Might have heard of him also. You don't usually start your starting goalie the first game or two. You don't want them to get hurt. You want them to go through 3 or 4 days of training camp practices. Your studs, usually you save them for a home game, and once that first home game hits, boom, now it's on, and that's what you're kind of seeing. Brandon Saad's playing tonight. David Camp, Dylan Sakura, Alex Nylander is another guy that fans should keep a close eye on. Incredible skill this guy has. So this lineup, the Blackhawks are trotting out here tonight. It's a pretty deep lineup, and it should be a pretty fun one to watch. Because now game three, training camp, now things start to kick into gear.
Yeah, and again, NHL, I know you listen every morning. Let's get an original six thing going where all the original six play an extra game against each other. Just a little round-robin situation where all the original six teams get to see each other, because this tonight's going to be a blast. It's a preseason game.
I agree, and this is, you know, sometimes preseason, because they're doing this now and letting these teams that don't see each other a lot in the regular season play, that's, to me, sometimes preseason is when rivalries can build, because you got young guys competing for jobs, you got guys that are getting in your face, there's guys competing for their livelihood out there in preseason, and, you know, this isn't football where your studs don't play, I keep saying that, but these guys are all competing for playing time right now, and especially on this Blackhawks team. There's some serious spots available for young guys, and you've got Olimata. I'm excited to watch Olimata. I think he's a guy that's going to surprise a lot of people, surprise a lot of Blackhawks fans. He's been hurt for a couple years, hasn't got to that level, but he's like 26 years old, and he's got three Stanley Cups. It's pretty incredible what this guy can do. So I think if you're looking for a comparison with Olimata, it's Nick Jarmelson. They're the same kind of guy. So he'll be fun to watch. Dennis Gilbert's a big, towering defenseman, played at Notre Dame. He's a guy that I think this team would like to see what he can do this year. So a lot of fun storylines this year, and a lot of guys competing for jobs, and guys that you've seen on this team for a long time that are going to be competing for more ice time and not let some young guys take a couple minutes from them a night. So a lot of fun things to watch this year.
Yeah, Mark Carman's here. Mark.
Well, speaking of competition, Adam, how do you see the goaltender situation playing out? You got Crow going tonight, and Robin Leonard was in there last night, and people are wondering what's going to happen there.
Yeah, Mark, I don't know, to be honest. I don't think the coaching staff knows either. I think Corey Crawford's still the guy. They know that. But how many games is Corey Crawford going to play? How often are they going to split? I think a lot of that will be determined by what we see in preseason, too. How's Corey going to go tonight? How's he going to feel tonight? How's he going to feel after the game? I still think, and I think if you ask the guys on this team, they would all tell you that Corey Crawford is one of the top two, maybe three goaltenders today in the NHL still. He's had some health issues the last couple of years, but ask other guys in the league, ask guys that don't play for the Blackhawks, and my buddies around the league that don't play for the Blackhawks say he is the most underrated goaltender in the league, and when you look at him and he gets a couple wins under his belt and you put him in a big-time playoff situation, I don't know if there's a guy better than him in the league right now.
Keep an eye on Blackhawks.com, but also WGNRadio.com for Hawks news all season. Of course, we have all the games. Before you go, the guy that you just talked to, you've known Mark Carman for a long time. He's getting married soon. You got married about a month ago. And by the way, I got a picture here of you guys at the head table at your wedding. I swear to you, look, people know Birch is a good-looking dude. You are so over your skis with your wife. This is one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. She's stunning.
I put so much. I sat in the sun for about a week before that to get a good tan. I put so much hair gel in my hair, and I still couldn't keep up with her that day and night. It was pretty incredible.
She looks fabulous.
We got married 1 month. 1 month ago yesterday. So do you celebrate 1 month anniversary?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just for a little while.
For the first year, you do every month, and then she starts to realize who she married, and she doesn't expect anything anymore.
Downhill from there from her.
But on the wedding day, do you have one singular piece of advice for Mark Carman, who's getting married in 72 days?
Just listen to her and tell her not to stress, because I think the stress, once you do that first dance thing, which I was stressing that, I got to be honest, I was not looking forward to that first dance deal that you have to do. Mm-hmm. And once that got done, all downhill from there. So just put up with it until that first dance, and then let it rip and have a good time.
Did you take dance lessons?
No, but she asked me to do it, and I said, not a chance in hell am I going to do this. So, no, I did not.
That
I did
was the
not
only decision Burrish made for the entire wedding planning. He wasn't going to take dance lessons.
That was the one thing I put my foot down on.
Hey, good having you on, buddy. You're always welcome here.
All right, thanks, Steve. Good luck, Mark. All right, have fun.
Thanks, Adam.
And go Hawks.